How prepared are we, and what kind of resources do we still need to put in place to keep folks safe as they're coming to campus? Obviously, we've seen industries like baseball that have struggled to keep players safe despite having a lot of resources there. And so I'm wondering, do we have the resources that we need to make sure people are safe as they're coming back to campus?
We are restructuring the office environments. We are socially distancing. Classroom spaces and major event spaces, if you will be capped in capacity of about 33% of their normal capacity. And most importantly, we are following all CDC guidelines and best practices. We are emphasizing heavily social distancing, enforcing everyone wearing a mask, especially when they are inside wearing a mask. And if they're outside but can't socially distance, to be wearing a mask. So again, we're doing everything we can, following CDC guidelines, health professional guidelines, and the like.
Talk to me. Earlier in the year, we saw some cuts to the budget that included some cuts to staff. Is there a potential that we could see more cuts? And do we know how many staff needed to be laid off with the kind of last round?
With regards to the budget that was approved by the Board of Trustees at their last meeting in late June, we did have to go through for Central Michigan University, a very significant budget reduction. Through this process, unfortunately, we had to do some layoffs and also eliminate many positions. In total, around 80 or so vacant positions were eliminated. Also, some faculty lines that were vacant were eliminated as well. At the end of the day, 48 individuals, or roughly that number, were laid off from the institution. I want to put that in context, we have over 2,000 or nearly 2,500 employees. And in relative to other universities, these numbers, although every layoff is difficult, these numbers are much less that we've seen at other institutions.
Yeah, and can you speak to yet, do we have a sense for what could be coming down the pipe, or is it just too early to say?
Well, it's too early to give a strong projection. We do know that through state appropriations, that will be an ongoing discussion starting in late August. I would project that there would be reductions, just given what we know currently, how steep, how far. That's way too early to discuss at this particular time.
Nationally, we've seen this idea kicked around of a quarantine dorm for students who may test positive over the course of the semester. Is that something that we are considering here?
One of the key things that through this process and of going face to face and providing those options, which many of our students want, and I will also be the first to admit, some students are nervous. Some faculty and staff are nervous, and I fully understand that. But many individuals are very excited and looking forward to coming back, being with their friends, being with their mentors, and engaging with faculty and others. As part of this process, it would be a false assumption to assume that we will not have any cases on our campus. We know that we will have cases, and we are prepared to have cases. As part of that, we do have space allocated for quarantining students who come down with a positive result. We have very strong contact tracing protocols in place. We have dining services ready to serve these students. We have the other administrative services that will help these students, while even in the quarantine area, be able to continue their academic pursuits. Just, again, that is the part of the high flex model. As we get cases and the like, what the focus is, and it's the key aspect in all of our policies and procedures are on this, is containing those cases and isolating and making sure that they do not spread.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you very much, Ben, and I wish you all the very best, and I look forward to seeing you back on campus soon.